And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD put self on the shelf. That's right, it rhymes. Plus, everything, and at the same time, nothing, only through him will examine to see if that's accurate. And I think most people will remember this. Please, sir, I want some more.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 866-577-2473, 866-KPRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210 in San Diego. Going to take a short break and then come back with you. Stand by for SRN News.
More local, national, and heavenly talk coming up on the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at excaliburroofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob, if you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Hey, K-Praise friends. Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, AM 1210, the Christian station here in San Diego. Like that new tag? We're running with that new tag for a while. You're thinking, is that a tag you invented? No. Is it one I'm going to use? I don't really have a choice. So, yes. Couple things to let you know. Merry Christmas to all those that I didn't get to say Merry Christmas to. See, I'm on a microphone, and in one moment, I can just take care of every belated Christmas. It's just fantastic. I like that. Second, I do want to let people be aware that if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com is our email. Third, our very own tugboat, Todd. Tugboat? Thank you. Mitch, and you know, we were just listening to a commercial. You know, people are a little, what's the word I want to use for this? They're a little jaded nowadays. Have you noticed that? People are a little bit like too uptight. Everything is offensive. People are going to need a safe space from their safe space once they get a safe space to get a safe space. Yeah, I can't hear you. See, that's what you got to turn that
bubble wrap clothing. We need bubble wrap clothing.
Bubble wrap clothing. I think all hats should be bubble wrapped. I was thinking about that commercial for Excalibur Roofing, how the dog was talking to the boy and interpreting what the right behavior was, what the right action was. And I figured at some point somebody from PETA is going to be very upset that the dog is having a conversation with the person because they're talking down to their own intellect. You think I'm kidding? People laugh when I say, oh, that's a funny one, Dave. Really? Well, before we get going, let's talk about this story. Steve Martin. Well, I like Steve Martin. Keeps his stuff clean. He's done so for years.
Great banjo player.
Funny guy. He had to delete his tweet when he made a tribute to Carrie Fisher because of the backlash he got. You're thinking, what kind of backlash? What did he say? This is what he said. He said, when I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. He had to delete that because some feminazis thought, that's not fair. You can't say a woman is beautiful. It's like, what planet do you people actually live on? Because it's not Earth, and it's not backwards Earth, because at least you get stuff that goes backwards. What kind of person would be offended that a 70-year-old man says, when I grew up, or a 65-year-old man says, when I was growing up, I saw Carrie Fisher, she was beautiful. And whoever thinks that Carrie Fisher would not want to be known for her beauty obviously doesn't understand Hollywood. She was chosen for her role because she was beautiful. She wasn't the world's greatest actress. I mean, this is ridiculous. It's so absurd. People can get upset about this. Like, oh, you can't even say somebody's beautiful? What are they going to do about that ugly dog contest that everybody loves every year?
There's somebody that'll be offended by anything somebody says.
You know, maybe the solution is simply this. Every person that gets offended by something like that, we should just put crazy glue on their fingers and on their mouths and stick them up against a wall. I just leave them there.
Put them inside a car. They'll look like one of those Garfields with suction cups.
I mean, you know, at some point, there's an absurdity to this, folks. So here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? Because this year, if you think it's going to get better under Donald Trump presidency, the press is going to be 10 times worse. The politicians are going to be 10 times worse. This stuff is not going away. And the anti-Christian rhetoric, I'm going to do it. I'm going to prophesy. Prophesying is telling the heart of God, plus also prophesying is foretelling, speaking ahead of time, that which is going to take place. I'm going to do it. Christians are going to still get smacked around for being Christians in 2017. That is not going away anytime soon. In fact, when you starve a really mean animal, it just becomes nastier. That's the old junkyard dog theory. You better get ready for that. I think that as Christians, we ought to respond the best way we can, but do not be fooled that everybody's now going to love you or appreciate you. You will be more of a target than you have ever been before. Because the persecution of the church is not going to go by the wayside because we have another person in the presidency. The persecution of the church would be taking place whether there was a United States of America or not. You're a part of that church. You're a part of the brothers and the sisters and the fellowship of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're a part of that by the blood of Jesus Christ, a Bible-believing, born-again Christian, I'm going to give you that prophetic word one time again. It's not going to get easier. being a Christian in 2017. I have a very good friend in Dr. Robert Jeffers. Him and I disagree. I hope he's right. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I am preparing one way or another. I'm not gonna just, be blind to things. So I encourage you, don't get real uptight about every single thing, because that's just going to happen. But don't think your persecution's going to cease, in the real sense that that persecution separates you and identifies you as one of Christ's. Because Jesus said, if they did it to me, they're going to do it to you. I'm like, oh, cool. So if that happens to me, I get to know I'm connected with Jesus. And they're not even doing it to me because of me. I got plenty they can do that to me for in my horrible character. But my faith and my positions in my faith, for that, I will be attacked. And you will too. You know what you do? You stand firm. You commit yourself to the Lord. You entrust yourself to him that judges righteously. And you keep doing the things that you know you're supposed to do. And if the world freaks out, then the world freaks out. Because if you end up having a friendship with the world to the point of having detriment between you and God, you are in the wrong place. This isn't the teaching that I was going to initially get into. Rarely is when I come back. But the bottom line is this. If they're going to go after a guy for saying somebody is beautiful, you're not talking to Steve Meyer's not like some evangelistical kind of guy. All he said was she's beautiful. But that's it. It doesn't matter what you say, how you say it. You are subject to people's acceptance or approval as though they are God. Aha! So they're judging because they think they know the best as though they are God. Huh. I wonder if they've lined up a heaven for themselves.
No, I don't think Steve Martin should have taken that down.
No, neither do I. I mean, actually, I was kind of disappointed. He got a lot of blow. Every one of them was either a feminist. And I'm not kidding. It's like, if it's wrong for a person to call somebody beautiful because they're beautiful, then feminists need a new cause, in some other universe. I mean, go find cheese on the moon. Go do something good.
And taking it down just shows that if they do whine enough about anything, that people take their tweets down.
Yeah, well, we've seen that out of our government, so I don't know why we'd be surprised to see it out of our people. But that being said, you know what we do have that can never change, that we can stand on, that we can hope in, that we can be firm in, and that is we have the love of Jesus Christ, where God has demonstrated his love for us, and we just are finishing celebrating Christmas. And that Christmas celebration, whether you like lights or not, or whether you like the festive parts or not, that day that we have chosen, the 25th, to say to God, thanks for loving us, that's a good thing. You can make it a bad thing, but apparently you can make anything a bad thing, like calling somebody beautiful. By the way, if I call my daughter beautiful and somebody objects, I'm not saying that would be their last objection, but I am saying they might meet Jesus in a close and personal way they never thought possible. That's a doable. Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough. Like, can you imagine somebody saying something? I say my granddaughter, oh, she's beautiful. She's not going to want to be known for that. Could you just imagine? Okay, your ticket to Nutsville is leaving. They're looking for your mayor. Time for you to go back. All right, we're going to take a short break and then actually get into some teaching and some sponsorships. But I'm just having a little fun coming back in. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise AM 1210. In San Diego, California. Boy, that is a weird thing to say, isn't it? I gotta work that out. I'll figure it out when I get back.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Christ's death and resurrection are the measure of God's love for me.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Cindy Hess Casper. In June 2015, the city of Paris removed 45 tons of padlocks from the railings of the Pont des Arts pedestrian bridge. As a romantic gesture, couples would etch their initials onto a lock, attach it to the railing, click it shut, and throw the key into the River Seine. After this ritual was repeated thousands of times, the bridge could no longer bear the weight of so much love. Eventually, the city, fearing for the integrity of the bridge, removed the love locks. The locks were meant to symbolize everlasting love, but human love does not always last. The closest of friends may offend each other and never resolve their differences. Family members may argue and refuse to forgive. A husband and wife may drift so far apart they can't remember why they once decided to marry. Human love can be fickle. But there is one constant and enduring love, the love of God. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever, proclaims Psalm 106:1. The promises of the unfailing and everlasting nature of God's love are found throughout Scripture. And the greatest proof of this love is the death of His Son, so that those who put their faith in Him can live eternally. And Romans 8 assures us nothing will ever separate us from His love. Fellow believers, we are locked into God's love forever. You can help us spread the good news to those who need it. Share Our Daily Bread with your friends and family on Facebook and Twitter. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, 1210 AM in San Diego, the Christian station. Dave's making up his own liners now. It's over. Taking over the station, taking over San Diego, taking over the world. All I want to do is rule the world. What is wrong with that? All right, if you want to reach me, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. That's a great way to do that. Also, our Facebook, The David Spoon Experience, The, as in the word The, David Spoon Experience. Go to Facebook. You're welcome to, like us, not like us, look at us, look at it like I do and go, why do I have this? Now, you know, that's what I do on a regular basis. Or the whole Twitter account, which, of course, makes no sense to me, although I did find the word twitting in the Old Testament in a modern Berkeley version done in 1958. That's the kind of stuff I think is interesting. Here you go. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing. Excalibur Roofing, our fantastic friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing for anything that is close to your roofitis. Now, roofitis is a disease in your roof that's not commonly known. It's in your roof and it's saying, I am not a healthy roof. I need somebody to help me. I am an unhealthy roof. And that's what Excalibur Roofing is great at. Diagnosing roofitis and fixing it. It's kind of like, you know, when you go to the doctor and he finds that you've got a little bit of a sickness going on and gives you some antibiotics. Well, that's what Excalibur Roofing can do for your roof. How's that? It doesn't matter whether it's new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. That's right, I wrote that myself. ExcaliburRoofing.com, ExcaliburRoofing.com, 760-743-8803. But no, only if you want to do business with somebody who's like really totally into doing their business right. Otherwise, call anybody. If not, Excalibur Roofing, 760-743-8803. Quick shout out to Steve Wheeler, who was kind enough to sit in for me. You guys had a good time yesterday, right? You and Steve Aroni?
Yeah. He did a great job filling in for you.
He is a great substitute dude. I like him a lot. He's going to be coming in next week. I think it's next week or so. He's going to come in, and we're going to talk about his trip more in depth. And he's one of our sponsors for our show for a long time. He's a good friend, and I did tune in, and I listened. Typically, I don't, but for Steve, I don't listen to the best of me because I don't know what the best of me is, but I can listen to Steve. So I did get a chance to tune in. I do want to encourage people, if you are unfamiliar with Whitefields Ministries, that you go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. Like I had mentioned, our very good friend Steve will be in the studio next week. We're getting that coordinated right now. If you want to give them a call and say hi, 760-846-8610. That's their phone number. Again, whitefields.org. Comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4. All right, let's get to the Word of God. Oh, I'm going to make a lot of friends now. Here it comes. All right, title is Put Self on the Shelf. As you noticed in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, there was a lot of self-help books. Did you notice that? Some of the more popular titles, I'm Okay, You're Okay. Now we know in 2017 there's a book coming out that's going to say, I'm Okay, You're a Knucklehead. That's coming out real soon. But this self-empowerment movement is a billion-dollar business. Because self is the name of the game, because somewhere in the minds of people, they are trying to mix God's unlimited power with their capacity to operate and believe that their capacity to operate is what channels God's power, and the channeling of God's power as they see fit gives them the ability to function in things like the law of attraction. Do you know what the law of attraction is? It was a teaching given by a person who was channeling. The person channeling was channeling an quote-unquote angel named Abraham, like, right. Does anybody who's a Bible believer believe this stuff? And the whole point was that whatever you attract will come to you. So in the beginning of the movie, The Secret, for example, they show this kid and he's really wishing hard. And then they open up the front door and there's a big red bicycle. He just used the law of attraction and attracted that bicycle to himself. There's a couple problems with things like this. Number one would be the scriptural position on ideas like this. It doesn't take, I don't think it takes extreme rocket scientists to figure out this is not a biblically okay approach to understanding how God operates. God does not operate as a genie. Okay, that's number one. It is not based on us going, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this. Number two, for those that are unaware, any doctrine that promotes self versus selflessness has one core origin. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Now the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some will turn away from the true faith and they will follow deceptive spirits and teachings that come from demons. And just in case you're trying to figure it out, teachings come through teachers. You understand that? And so anything that centers on self, in fact, Jesus said those who lose their life will find it. And we've got books out there telling you how to find yourself. You want to find yourself? Die to yourself. This whole notion of this name it and claim it, self-empowerment, the law of attraction, it's all wrong. Now, I happen to be a guy that believes that it's a good idea to have more of a positive spin approach than a negative spin approach. That, I don't have a problem with that. But to believe that that dictates the doctrines and laws of God? Come on. Really? Somebody once said to me, it is absolutely true that the power of positive thinking works on a regular basis. Can I ask one question? And nobody better than Tugboat Todd to answer this question. Over the last 5 years, how well has the power of positive thinking been working with the San Diego Chargers, with all the people being positive that they can win before the Raiders game, and then having all their positive vibes go to the San Diego Chargers and then watch them lose time and time and time again? How often did that work out for them?
Not too often. That's why I always say that Charger fans are like Jobs out there.
Yeah, they're like Jobs.
That's pretty good.
All right, so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is it's not that stuff that's based on. Here's what we're going to get into, because you got to put yourself on the shelf. You don't need to be front and center of anything. You know God knows what you want more than you know what you want? So because he knows what you want more than you know what you want, by serving him, he brings about the things that are in your heart that are okay, not the sinful things. And he'll bring that and secure that. And the way you really want to advance in the kingdom of God is for you to come to an end of yourself. It's not about you, me, and our greedy little selfish desires.
What's wrong? I want to have the biggest house on the planet.
That's what's wrong right there. Because Jesus said, you want to be great? Be the servant. That's what it is.
But when I'm a billionaire, I can give lots of money to lots of charities.
Everybody else has said the same thing. Oh, God, let me win $100 billion. I'll even be nice enough to give you, God, $90 million of it. Or indirectly, you're saying, just help me win $10 million. Thanks. Come on. Name it and claim it. Self-empowerment, law of attraction. Anything that promotes self over denial of self is wrong. It's wrong. And it's really doctrines of demons that encourage people to be self-channeling all the power. If God wants to do something, he will. If you're trying to make it happen, you're following a very bizarre doctrine. The Lord does answer prayer, but based on prayer that's submitted to him, or if he answers prayer that's not submitted to him, it turns out to be a judgment element, like when Israel asked for a king. So beware and be aware and be careful. Okay, no naming and claiming it, no self-empowerment, no law of attraction. We do it through him and only through him, and we do nothing without him, and that's what we're going to cover when we get back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, the Christian station. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There, all done with the roof.
You call that a roof? You need to call Eric at Excalibur Roofing to get the job done right. Excalibur Roofing, they know how to do a roof right.
What's this?
It's a cell phone.
What's a cell phone?
Never mind. Just dial these numbers. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. And ask Eric at Excalibur Roofing to help you with your roof. His work is good. He even gives free estimates.
What's an estimate?
He also has a website on the internet, ExcaliburRoofing.com.
What's an internet?
Are you done loading the animals into the ark?
Not yet. By the way, why am I doing this again?
How long can you tread water?
Right.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over two decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you.
As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
The battle over the education and well-being of your children has eternal consequences. This is Jim Garlow. I'm sure you're well aware that in public school, your child will not be taught how to pray, and the Ten Commandments will not be on the walls of the classroom, and biblical principles will not be learned at school. And when your child is sent away to college, they'll most likely be bombarded with worldviews filled with twisted truths or untruths that undermine a Christian worldview. If your children don't already know biblical truth provides answers to the world around them, more than likely that won't happen in the classroom. 7 out of 10 Christian students are leaving their faith as they move into college. It's true many return, but often after many lost years and after experiencing the havoc of life without Christ. Be well versed in these and other issues at jimgarlow.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, the Christian station. I got that part down. They can't give me a hard time for that. A couple things to let you know. We do have our crazy price mall deal. I think that's still going unless something changed between now and then besides our United States policy towards Israel, which is a subject I will not discuss today because it will get me too angry, so I'm just going to move on. But I will tell you, crazyprice mall.com, not just 50% off, but 60% off. So if it's normally 50, you add another 10, so it's 60. It's like your volume button being 11. 10 is loud, but 11 is louder. Yeah. Get that? CrazyPriceMall.com. Services, products, food, different things. You definitely want to check it out and get a feel for it. I think you will be blessed if you take advantage of it. If you're going to be anywhere in the realm of thinking like logically, why pay retail? Why not pay wholesale? Wholesale! And you sell it to retail. Business. Anyhow, all right. I do want to let you know also this segment brought to you by my very, very good friend, Sam Rasul, out of town. I think he's sometimes they go skiing, you know, his family and stuff like that. Here's the thing I want to say about Sam, besides being one of the top real estate agents in the country. Phenomenal guy with a phenomenal testimony who will share that testimony with your church or your Bible study for free. Christian who was a Muslim. Just think of that. Just think of that move right there. It's like, wow. He's a standout. Right. I think the Lord's actually training him to share his testimony so that he, as he gets in bigger places, he can continue to share it and grow in that gift. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Go to thinksam.com. 858-780-1SAM is his phone number. But that URL, ThinkSam, is so easy. ThinkSam.com. Okay. And if you want to get in touch with him, you want him to speak at your church or speak at your Bible study, talk to him. He'd be glad to do it. He even brings free books. I'm not kidding. Free books that share about his testimony. It's fascinating. Now, I've already said he's one of the top real estate agents. I'm not going to go blah, 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 blah. He's just one of the best people in San Diego doing real estate. What do you want to know? Do you want to use somebody that doesn't know, or do you want to use somebody that does know? You know, if you're going to go in and get some dentist work done, you probably don't want to go to, well, I just got my license out of that cat and crunch box.
Okay, here's my mouth.
There's a little bit of brain power in this works for all of us. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM. Okie dokie, let's get into the very next section. I'm talking about people that are overly self-reliant. Trying to do self-empowerment, law of attraction stuff. Let's hit to the passages that count. I'm going to be careful about the Philippians 4:13 because it's easily out of context, and the overall context in Philippians chapter 4 has to do with somebody getting through a circumstance or a situation. But it does say, I can do all things through him or through Christ who strengthens me. That's about getting through the situation, but it's also about the phrase all things. It's also about everything. You know, just getting through everything. I can do it through Jesus. In John 15:4-5, Jesus made the statement in the opposite direction. He said, apart from me, you can do nothing. So you get what's going on there? On one hand, you can do it through Jesus. On the other hand, you can't do it without him. Okay, that's not, there's nothing, there's no brain powery stuff in there. You might be saying, well, you know, that's not true, Dave. Because I can get up and I can wax my car and I can open up a book and I can eat food. I don't need the Lord to do that. You're wrong. I'm going to show you how you're wrong. If that's all right with you, if you don't mind. Every breath comes from him. When we say every breath, we're not saying, you know, some breaths. Acts 17:24-28. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. He's not served by human hands as if he needs anything. Rather, he gives everyone life and breath and everything else. You know all those things that you say you can do without him? If he didn't give you breath, you couldn't. There is not one thing you can do without the help of God, because if God didn't give you breath, you're not doing anything. Now, my question, I think an honest question, is this. Well, it's not supposed to be naming and claiming. It's not supposed to be self-empowerment. It's not supposed to be law of attraction. We're supposed to understand that we can do everything through the Lord. We can't do anything apart from the Lord. And in fact, we don't even get the breath that we need to survive apart from the Lord. Why? Those three-letter questions, are they great? Why? We can't do nothing apart from him. We can do everything through him. We don't even get to keep our breath. Acts chapter 17, verse 25. Note that one verse. Acts 17, 25. No breath without him. You don't get to breathe. I'd like to see you do whatever you're going to do without breathing. That would be pretty impressive. But why? Why can't we do anything without, can we do nothing without him, and we can do everything through him? Why does every breath have to come to us through him, that every time you open your lungs and you breathe another breath, that too is a gift from God? Why? Because, here's the key, God loves to partner with his kids. I want you to hear that. God loves to partner with his kids. He loves to do it. You know, when God wrote the Bible, God could have dictated, but he didn't. He used the verbal plenary process and used man as a vehicle through his Holy Spirit to communicate. The Bible is one of the greatest divine human partnerships ever created. That's why it's so amazing. 1 Corinthians 3:9 says we are co-workers in God's service. We work together with God. There's this notion that we do these things independent, that it's our power, that we do this and we do that. You can't do anything without him. But through him, you can do so much if you just don't do it in the flesh and do it in partnership with him and by the power of the Spirit. Watch this passage, which people try to poo-poo, which I don't even know why. Why would you push a passage away? Mark chapter 16, verses 19 through 20. Want to hear a fantastic passage? Listen to this. When the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and sat down in the place of honor at God's right hand. And the disciples went everywhere and preached, and the Lord worked through them, confirming what they said by many miraculous signs. So God works through them. Did you get that? God's working through them, confirming what they're saying by doing many miraculous signs. God is demonstrating that what they're saying has God's blessing behind it, and he's proving that by doing miracles with it. God loves to work with his kids. God loves to work with his kids. He loves the partnership that we have. This is not about a self. This is about understanding that it's everything through him, nothing without him. It's always through him because he loves to be connected to us. I can't stress this enough. This is not about a legal position. God doesn't have to justify his actions. We have to be justified to engage in his actions. And he makes it so because he loves to hang out with us. It's like, yes. We're treating God like he's this, he goes around, he's got a robe on, and he's got this long fake hair, and he has this like hammer, and whatever he does, he's always smacking that hammer or some weird thing like that. It's more like God's out in the backyard with a ball and a mitt going, pick up a mitt. That's a big difference, isn't it? Especially image-wise. God loves to partner with us. He loves to partner with you. And you think, well, what are you, not just me, it's all those righteous people. Yeah, that's why the prostitutes and the sinners and the drunkards were getting along so good with Jesus. Oh, wait, what? That's why all the religious people who were self-righteous had a hard time with Jesus. Well, it not only does it make sense, it is sense. It's what the faith ought to be. It's what the faith should be. It's what all of our faith should be courted. Yeah, there are different levels of respect, and you want to have arguments on, you know, attire and all the, I don't care. What I care about is understanding what God's doing. He's restoring that which was lost in the garden because he likes us and wants to hang out with us and loves to partner with us and does things through us. How many times has God used you and you know he was using you? Well, he didn't have to, but he did. That's the cool stuff. Okay? All right. We're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come down to the key to all of it. Yeah, that's what I said. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, 1210 AM in San Diego, the Christian station.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is Carmen LaBurge from the Reconnect for townhall.com. American history is very short by global standards. In the news, we've been hearing about Coptic Christians in Cairo and the plight of the peoples of Aleppo. What many of us don't remember is that those were two of the three largest cities in the Ottoman Empire, the Islamic Caliphate that ruled the region from 1299 to 1919. Our tendency is to focus on issues of the West and even Western varieties of Christianity. This can leave us lacking the long view of history that informs many Muslims, and especially the Islamist movements that have disrupted the entire region. Of course, the even longer view of history reminds us of when Christianity thrived throughout the greater Middle East. As ancient cities and people of ancient faiths make contemporary headlines, we need to remember just how young, relatively speaking, our nation is, and yet just how much we have to offer those who for centuries have not had the blessings of living in freedom and peace. I'm Carmen LaBurge.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. Did you know that during biblical times, wealth was identified in literal commodities like garments, grain, and gold? But those items have a problem, which Jesus identified when he said, "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal." You see, the problem with garments is obvious. Moths eat them. Have you noticed that moths don't eat what you wear, only what you store? When Jesus said rust destroys treasure, he used a word that means eating. The problem with grain is that mice, rats, and worms eat it. And the problem with gold is, where do you hide it? If you keep it in your house or bury it in a field, a thief might find it and steal it. Nothing you own is completely safe. Put your treasure to good use. Invest it in eternity.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at K-Praise, 1210 AM in San Diego, California, the Christian station. That was a nice piece by Johnny Mack. We might have the opportunity. We're going to find out. We don't know for sure. Don't get too excited. I did not say this was happening yet. We might have Johnny Mack at our next pastor's meeting. So we're doing pastor's lunch. Like, woo. You're not supposed to tell anybody, Dave. Oops. I cannot keep a secret. That's all you get for that. So anyway, and we're talking about some of these different things. I want to make sure you kind of get where we're going with this. There's an idea in the church that self. And by the way, this isn't just on an individual. It's in groups of people. It's in governments. You know, we, us. And it's like the Tower of Babel stuff. It's like, okay. You got to be careful in the name and claim it, self-empowerment, law of attraction. There's doctrines of demons, according to 1 Timothy 4:1. Anything that's putting yourself at the center is demonic and sinful. Can't help you. Nothing going to change that. Scripture makes it clear that everything is doable through him and nothing is doable without him, to the point of understanding Acts chapter 17, verse 25, that not even the breath you take is yours, but is a gift from God for which he will ask you to give an account, just so you can know. And try doing any of the stuff you do without breathing. Let me know how that goes. And we kind of broke it down and understand, well, why does God do that? Well, because he loves being in partnership with people. If you understood or liked to pursue that, the level of partnership, let me say it this way. Bibliology is so fascinating and fantastic. You know, 2,000-year span, 1,800-year span, over 40 authors saying the same thing. Everybody from different levels of social life, from a shepherd boy to kings, you know, to murderers, the whole way through. It's like, it's amazing how unified the Bible is. It's almost one of the coolest things, not even talking about the prophecy. But that's a partnership between God and mankind to write that book. So cool. But all of that leads us to understand that the Lord loves to engage with us. So we have to have a response to that that is just, or maybe appropriate would be a better way to say it. Cannot think of anybody better to pull that from them from Mo. My friend Mo, Moses. People go, that's disrespectful. Well, when you get to heaven, you ask him. If he says it's disrespectful, then I'll apologize. If not, then okay. Exodus 33:12-23. Moses said to the Lord, "You've been telling me lead these people, but you've not let me know whom you will send with me. You've said I know you by name, and I've found favor, and you have found favor with me. If you're pleased, teach me your way so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people." The Lord replied, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." Then Moses said to him, "If your presence doesn't go with us, don't send us from here. How would anybody know that you're pleased with me and with your people unless you do go with us?" The Lord said to Moses, "I will do the very thing you've asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name." Verse 18. Boy, if you don't have this verse underlined, this is the one. Then Moses said, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I'll have mercy. I'll have compassion on whom I'll have compassion. But you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live." Let me explain to you what's going on. Moses and God are having a conversation. And they're having a conversation about the Lord being connected to Israel. And this is the whole thing we've been talking about. It's like, want to be connected. Want to be close to you. Everybody wants to be close. We need to know your presence. We need to know your name. And God's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be there. Wherever you go, I'm going to be. Moses is like, if you're not going to be there, I'm not going. You know, it's like, that's what's going on. That's the conversation. And the Lord's like, nope, I'm going to be there. It's all going to go good. You know, we're going to go together. You're going to go in my name. Da-da-da-da-da-da. And then Moses drops the verse 18, show me your glory. You know what Moses says by show me your glory? You know what that means? That means, okay, now I want to see you. Basically what he's saying is, I love this closeness stuff. I love that you're connected. I love how all this is going. I want more. It's just not enough. And the Lord's going, bah, I can't show you me. If I show you me, you'll explode. It's like, how's that going to be good for anybody? But you see, Moses' attitude was more. I want more. I want more because I know what this is and what's going on. And I want more of you in my life. And I want to see you. I want to understand you more. I want to be more closely connected. I want more. That might be your call or your cry right now as you're listening to this radio show. Deep in your heart, without saying anything to anybody, you might just be like, I really do want more, Lord. When you think you have to do something super fantastic in order to get it. Yeah, you do. You got to ask. That's what you got to do. What person who says to God, I want more of you in my life, is going to get a no? Just think about how ridiculous that is. What person would ask for salvation and the Lord would say, no, nope, not saving you today? If you ask the Lord for more, you're going to get it. And more of him in our lives is the answer for everything in our lives, for everything eternal and everything situational. More is what we want. We want more of the Lord. Just name one area of your life that you wouldn't be doing better in if you had more of God in it. Just think of that. And think about how he desires to be connected to us and how he loves us and how he's right there in everything we go through. And if you're like Moses going, yeah, I want even more. I need more of you. And for us who are maybe all too aware of our sinfulness, that's the greatest prayer in the world. Like, I don't know, can you give me more? I mean, I'm kind of lousy. Is there more that you can kind of peel off towards me? And there's the Lord going, I love it. Ask and you'll receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open. The answer for everything in life is more. More God. More. I want more. And having that attitude, you'll be so much closer to him that all the rest of that stuff that you think is important will melt. And you'll be like, ooh. I might have found a secret here. That's right. You don't have the secret. God and plenty of him. That's the secret. All right, folks. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, the Christian station. We're going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we're coming back for more. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, he's going to come an hour early.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Thank you.